day and night, but without the sun? Answers with Ken Ham, Australian lecturer and author, who'll be speaking at this July's Creation Mega Conference in Virginia. Well, Ken, many people have asked us, how could the first 3 days of creation have been real 24-hour days when the sun wasn't created until day four? In fact, why did God even do it this way?
Well, you know, many people have never thought this through, but you really don't need the sun for day and night. You just need light from one direction. You see, the Bible tells us that God made light on day one. He just doesn't tell us where it came from. Now, what God has told us is that there was light on day one, which must have come from some temporary source. It was replaced by the sun on day four. By the way, evolution teaches that the sun existed before the earth, so obviously you can't accept evolution and add it to the Bible. I believe that one of the reasons God left the creation of the sun until the fourth day was because he knew many cultures would want to worship the sun. Remember, God told the Israelites not to worship it as the heathens did. God was showing that he was the source of all power. So the answer is, we are to worship the God of creation, not the creation he made.
Read our new free booklet on astronomy and find out how the heavens truly declare God's handiwork. You can find it on our website, answersradio.com. Read the answer on your screen or print out the booklet. It's available free at answersradio.com.